Yeah, it's in one of those cheap suits. Are you ready back there, John? Are you alive? Okay, we're ready. All right, we're at the end here of the doctrine of salvation. The word salvation, point 10, means deliverance. Other uses of the word, other than phase one, deliverance, must be recognized in Scripture. There's a tremendous amount of verses dealing with being delivered from various things of a temporal nature. And I'm not going to look those up, but it's obvious that we all can testify to the fact that situations we have found ourselves in, even very perilous ones, God has delivered us. You're here and you're alive today. You probably have your own story to tell of things God has delivered you from. And even some of them could be of your own misdeeds. But so what? You're here. You still have the same opportunity to make it end right and finish your phase two in good order. And if you do, you'll make me real happy. You'll be real happy. And you'll be a rebuke to those who chose to do otherwise. Deliverance from loss at the Bema seat, that does not involve salvation. It involves loss of the crown, principally. Obviously, we all have missed opportunities to apply Bible doctrine where we could have built up SG3, but in that regard, we forget those things which are behind and we press on because it isn't edifying to worry about what you could have done, should have done back when. How you should have handled a situation. The rapture, which is deliverance of the body, Romans 13:11. I don't remember that one. Again, the word salvation, as it is translated, salvation, can refer to phase one, temporal deliverance, or the deliverance of the body from death. Do this knowing the time that is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. For now, salvation is nearer to us than when we believed. We believe that's phase one salvation, and so they're moving forward historically. Paul, people have mistaken this to think that Paul was thought that the rapture was going to occur real soon and in his day. This nothing could be. He'd have to be a dummy. There's one thing that had not happened, that obviously had to precede the rapture and the things that follow the rapture, and that Israel had to be put under the fifth cycle, the 70 AD event. And Romans was written in the mid 50s, and the Jews still had a nation and were sitting there, and they would be there until they were dispersed in 70 AD. So, unless you want to ascribe ignorance to Paul, he is not going to reflect it in Scripture, whatever he knew and didn't know. Those that in the know knew that Israel had to be dispersed, scattered, and there'd be a prolonged period of time before they were ready to be brought back to the land, and they had the Old Testament prophecies that indicated the process, that they would return the final time in unbelief and establish themselves in the land under unbelief. Not like they did when they came out of Babylonian captivity, when they turned to the Lord in captivity, or a contingent of them did, and qualified them to come back and reestablish the second commonwealth. Okay? So, salvation, and if you look at the average Roman believer, apart from the day of the Lord, the rapture event itself, and the salvation of the body. The average Roman, these people were going to have so long to live, and then their phase two was over. And they've been waiting for close to 2,000 years, give or take, for their resurrection body in the third heaven. Yeah. And now, this deliverance is drawn nearer than ever before. because of where we're at and what's going on in the world and all the prophecies that are coalescing and coming together. It is absolutely imperative that we get out of here and get out of here soon because of this death spiral that civilization is in as a result of the recent stuff that's been going down, as well as the external events that are out there, whatever the cause of all them are, in the natural world. I read about it all the time. It's just thing after thing, floods, fires, and the rest. This is no accident. It's a harbinger that we're on the cutting edge of getting ourselves out of here via the rapture. So just a little more time. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. As given as we are to worry about, well, what am I going to get done this week? Blah, 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 blah. Just one day at a time. Hang in there. Stick with it. Don't let anything upset you. I know it can be depressing. When you hear the news and hear the stuff that's going on, and of course I don't trust very little of the mainstream analysis of stuff because I know they're liars. So that doesn't. But I have to keep my eyes on the one who controls history and where we're headed, and that helps me to get through times that, even from a cosmic standpoint, are not enjoyable to witness this insanity. Culturally, the rest of it, that you would ever thought that anyone would be turning reality upside down in so many different ways. And just saying okay about it. Yes, there always can be weirdos out here that advocate something, but we're talking mainstream all the way from the top down, that this stuff's okay. That this is fine. This is great. So the rapture is the deliverance of the body. No one can have a relationship with God apart from Jesus Christ. That's obvious. We've gone over this. Isaiah 55:1. Ho! That means gets attention. Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. That, of course, is related to the kingdom of God that will be established on the earth. Revelation 21:6-7, and he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of water of life without cost. He who overcomes shall inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. All right. Let's pick up here with at least some of the basic concepts of surpassing grace. God has, beyond the salvation adjustment and all the things that will come to every individual who is a believer, a resurrection body, immortality in a resurrection body, enjoyment of heaven above, at least for some of us, only 7 years, the rest of us and everybody, the 1,000-year reign of Christ, and on to the eternal state with the new creation. So, those are things that every believer inherits because they made the salvation adjustment. Now, definition and preliminary considerations of the topic of surpassing grace. Surpassing grace refers to the special blessings and rewards, whatever they are and whatever form they take. My only frame of reference and your only frame of reference is for the things of the temporal realm here. Experiences, details, various things of this nature, we can identify with those things. For the believer in eternity, which are above and beyond the normal, universal blessings in phase 3. The normal or universal blessings are what are for all believers. The others are rewards. The nomenclature for SG3 is taken from Ephesians 2:7, that in the ages to come, that's eternity future, that in the ages to come, he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. And nobody can even begin to wrap their heads around that. Nobody. The normal blessings of phase 3 or heaven include a resurrection body like Christ. There's a direct statement in 1 John 3:2, We don't know what we will be like. We can't articulate it, but we do know that we will have a resurrection body with the same physical dynamics as the one Jesus Christ has. We know that from 1 John 3:2. Not a lesser commodity. 2, minus the sin nature. Ephesians 5:27. To give you a little... that he might present to himself the church in all her glory. That's the individual members that make up what is called the church. Having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing. But that she would be holy and blameless. That's ultimate sanctification without spot or wrinkle. Now this is the picture here is of a bride. And the bride is without spot. I relate wrinkle to aging. Okay? So, no aging gene. Spot would indicate she is going to appear in public with, you know, a big spot or stain on her white garment. That would be unthinkable. And of course, as we all know, when you wear white, you're at great risk. I can wear a pair of white pants and I'm thinking, I know these are going to the cleaners. And I'm not sloppy. It's just going to happen. So spot would indicate no sin nature, no stain. Stains are used in Scripture as a stain on a garment, which for the person that this is unacceptable. And as soon as I can get somewhere, I will change clothing. I mean, maybe some people aren't like that, but some of us are. So that's minus the old sin nature. A total absence of pain, crying, sorrow, tears, and death. I must add that Revelation 21:4, in context, is dealing with those people that come up out of the millennium and are brought over to the new earth. They're going to have a lot of sadness at the end of the millennium. When they see loved ones line up with Satan and stay in a state of unbelief, and are destroyed in the Gog and Magog event. I kind of figured that out late. That's not just a general statement. It is true, a general statement, that in phase 3, you're not going to see someone crying with sorrow. Sorrow is a positive emotion, it's lupe in the Christian, but none of those quote negative emotions will be found in any of us. Because none of the mishaps that occur in this life will affect us. We won't be disappointed and saddened by the actions of others. Or by our own actions. But that context is dealing with the coming... See, because there's a contingent of humanity that are going to be in the same physical and spiritual condition that Adam and Eve was in before they fell, and if they hadn't have fallen and had passed that test in the garden, we wouldn't be here talking about this today. And we wouldn't need a Savior. Satan would have been slammed into hell then and there. But they didn't. So we've got this 7,000 years of history to absorb. And when they're taken off the earth, they're not given a resurrection body. There's no evidence of it. The evidence, I'm just going by the evidence. This is the first resurrection. You can read it in Revelation. And this is before the millennium. So the first resurrection includes Christ, the church, tribulational martyrs, and the two witnesses. I have to add them, because I believe they'll be resurrected into a resurrection body at the midpoint of the trib. And then, of course, all the Old Testament saints brought over. And then it says, this is the first resurrection. Then you ask yourself, well, if this is the first, and then there's a second only for unbelievers, what about all those people that live on earth during the millennium who come to saving faith? Now, the unbelievers, those that don't, they'll end up in the same situation as unbelievers at any point in history. So they will be brought over in their natural bodies. And you can see it in the doctrine of the eternal state. I got a little grief over that one, but that's fine too. That's fine too. They aren't resurrected into a resurrection body like these one, two, three or four categories of believers. They are, and when they're brought over, what's the first thing? To induct them into the kingdom, and into the on the new earth, so they can enter the new Jerusalem. You can't even enter the new Jerusalem with a sin nature. And if they're brought over from this over to there, their sin natures are brought over because it's in us. The leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. Healing from what? If they were resurrected, what do they need to be healed from? The sin nature. Back to consistency. They ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and they got the double whammy. A sin nature and an aging gene. It changed their DNA. The fruit itself was harmless, but when you ingested it, it changed your DNA. That's what they're talking about in science today. Messing with us internally. Our physiology, our basic human physiology. You think that's nuts just because you saw it in a sci-fi movie of some back when? No. It is to change us. The devil's at work in this mess called science. To wire us up. To change our DNA. To affect our emotions and various things. And to track us 24/7. They don't want to just know where you're at and what you just did. They want to know that too and monitor your thought processes. As far out as that all seems. That's why I could never understand, I never articulated, I could never understand why someone would take the mark of the beast and they could not be saved. If it was just a chip to know where you're at so that you can go in the grocery store and buy your groceries. People have done all kinds of horrible stuff and turned to Christ. And a tattoo or a chip or something that's going to... It controls volition. Unless you can tell me otherwise, it don't make any sense. No matter what people do, take a satanic initiation. There are ex-Satanists, literally, who became believers. So they will be brought over, and they will have this. I guess it's some kind of tea, because this new tree of life, plural trees of life, where there's one in the garden. It lines the river and boulevard that goes into the new Jerusalem. You can read about it in Revelation. And this tree has leaves, and every month it bears a different fruit. Oh, nobody ever saw a tree like that. That goes up against all what we know about trees. Yeah, you can do different things with them, but you can't do that. So the leaves will heal the nations. What nations? The millennial nations, who are believers. And of course, one bite of the fruit of the tree of life, which it'll be edible, will knock out their aging gene. So a 90-year-old man brought over onto the new earth will get his sin nature negated, and he'll get reset physiologically and go back to 35. Now, beyond that, it all blows my mind. Now they can enter the new Jerusalem. Because no unclean thing can enter there. Nothing can enter there that has any negativity to it. And that's just even a person walking around in fellowship with a sin nature. Cannot enter the new Jerusalem. You read it in Revelation. Of course, this opens up a whole million questions about the eternal state, which I can't get into because I don't know. Maybe we'll get a bunch more information because, you know, there'll be a bunch of new prophets hit the earth and put out a bunch of new information during the 1,000 years. In fact, among the Jews, there will be hardly nobody that it doesn't prophesy. Now, prophecies can involve some long-term big thing or just something close-term information. Oh, we think we know what the millennium is going to be like. Huh. We have some idea. That's about it. Because we can relate to some things. We can relate to nations. We can relate to families. We can relate to businesses. We could probably even relate to a judicial system that will administer over all the nations, that nobody who is guilty of these high crimes and actions will skate free. They'll be nailed quick, and there will be no combines of criminal organizations, mafias, the 1%, whatever it is. They won't be allowed to operate. No international banking cartels. None of this. All that will be eliminated. We can relate to that. And you'll be out there administering it with a rod of iron. Because people will still have sin natures and decide to act up in spite of all the evidence around them. You better not go do that. Yes, punishment was designed to deter crime, and it does to a certain extent, but not absolutely. There's crazy people who are going to go forward on it no matter what the penalties are. That's just the way humans are. But anyway, beyond that, if I was talking about the millennium, I can't possibly explain this. I could explain this, the fact. No predatory animals and dangerous beasts, whether they're insects, reptiles, aquatic. So how in the heck does this animal survive if it doesn't eat something? Where do you get that, Jack? It says that a child will play with a den of a cobra. Well, poisonous snakes and other poisonous animals, they do it to neutralize and paralyze their prey so they can eat. So what's the point of a cobra? I always thought those people that were charming cobras were nuts. That's just humans. They try anything. But all these animals, there's a whole food chain. Is everything going to be vegetarian? You can put all the hay in the world in front of a lion and he'll die. Now a bear can go both ways. So how is that all going to work? And whether other environmental changes are going to be made? There's going to be no mountains. So we won't get together and go to our favorite island paradise. You say, well, that's sad. No, it won't be. It's just geography is going to be different. The day of the Lord is, it's staggering. Yeah, it is an invasion. Not outer space, but it's an invasion. And it's coming. And the dark side knows it. And that's why they're screaming UFOs right and left now. It's coming more and more out. So they can have some explanation. And these unidentified flying objects that aren't man-made or aren't somebody's hallucination, God's letting demons mess with people. I guarantee you. If the angels can do in the Bible what it says they can do, one angel lights up the whole world, one angel does this, one angel does that, holds back the four winds, do you don't think they can get up there in the sky and make something look like a flying saucer or something that goes way faster than any aircraft we have and we monitored it? Because we know from Bible doctrine there are no alien civilizations. There's God, there's angels, there's man, and then there's the lower creation, down to the smallest organism. That's what we know. Yeah, we know there were some weird people on earth when they were part angel and part human. Now, if any of that's still going on and has gone on, I don't know. It, theoretically, potentially, it could. Whether it's been totally stopped or not, I don't know. That's an open door for me. I'm not trying to find anything. The behavior of a lot of these people out here is because they're just flat demon possessed, and that doesn't mean the usual cartoonish looking things we see. It means a lot of stuff's going on. You ought to see some of the entertainment in the entertainment world that you might have missed. It's pure Satanism. It's embedded in certain advertising. I just read it for this morning over there. The satanic elite and how they hobnob together. And they know what's going on. And when I mean satanic, I don't mean they're they are into it. Look at some of the costumes and some of the presentations of back in the Super Bowl, the halftime deal with Madonna. She's got this big satanic outfit on, legs spread up on the stage. Yeah. And then others with their upside down crosses around their neck. And there's a plague going around Europe and all the big capitals, Paris, Rome, and so forth, where this primary opera performer is channeling the spirit of a famous opera singer. And some of us, and these are all people real dressed real nice, and they're out there to see this thing. And it's just A-OK. Glorifying blood and other bodily fluids. Oh. Yeah. And then here she is pictured behind our painting that has to do with Satan, standing with one of the elder Rothschilds. Who goes and listens and watches that stuff? So all the madness going on out there, the restraining of the restrainer is being backed off. And this thing is going full bore. We'd have been destroyed by now if God let this happen. The restrainer has been restraining a bunch of this stuff. The mystery of lawlessness crowd, and that element's always been here. It was operative in Paul's day, in secret societies and all this different stuff to bring about this new world order where we throw out all the old rules and we establish a new world dictatorship. And that's what they're pushing for, and that's why our big part of our government's overtaken by, let's just call them what they are, communists. Not just socialists, they're communists. Well, this is the kind of stuff that can get you killed. So be it. Now, some believers will not receive SG3. They'll be denied it. But only the normal blessings of phase 3. If any man's work is burned up, that's dealing with things we've done in time, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved. Yet so as through fire. Thank you, Father, for the time together today. Be with each and every one of us. Help us through these horrifically evil days that you knew we would be in. In Christ's name, amen.